weiter in Shas. We have a basa of Kuf Samach Vav. Picking up on Kuf Samach here, my base by the bottom of the page by the Mishnah. About the Mishnah. Zog de Elegam Mishnah. Kasabo Zuzin Ma'adin and Silin Esrim. Let's say a person writes that he writes in a shtar saying that this guy borrowed from me 100 Zuz, which is 20 Sela. Now we know that's actually not true. 25 Sela is 100 Zuz. So if he says 100 Zuz, which is 20 Sela, Ein lo ela esrim, then the guy who has the shtar is ala tachtona, all he can get is 20 Sela and not the full 25 Sela, because you have to go and prove it that you meant the first one, not the second one. Zuzin ma'a de'in t'lasin silin, ve'ein lo ela manav. Let's say he says Zuzin ma'a de'in t'lasin silin. We know he says a zuz of ma, which is 30 sela, which is not true, it's 25 sela. Then all he gets is the 100, which is 25. He gets less. What happened? The person says kasef zuzin de'inun v'nim chak. So, silver zuzin, which are, and it gets erased over there. That's all that it says. It doesn't give us a rest. And what do we do? Ein pachus mishtaim. Since it says kesef zuzin, silver zuzin in plural. You had two of them. Kesef silin dilin vinim chak. Same idea with when it comes to kesef silin as in sela in pachos mishtayim. Darkonos inun vinim chak. Same type of thing, which is a darkon is a gold coin. He also gets in pachos mishtayim. The less you do, the smallest amount you get is two. Kasbo mil mala manu mata matayim. Let's say you're writing the shtar. On the top it says 100 zuz, and on the bottom it says 200 zuz because it gets repeated at the end. And they write the idea. It says Rashbam. Chakafel tefar b'shtar. It's written doubled up over there. What do you do? Milmala, or it says milmala matayim milmata money. It says the top one is 200, the bottom one it says only 100. Hakol lechachachton. Everything goes after the end, after the last thing. It says Rashbam ela shalo yehi kasef b'shita achrona. Well, let me read that again. Right? Hakol lechachachton ela shalo yehi kasef b'shita achrona. In fact, the Gemara M. Cain, that's really what you're going to do. You're just going with the last thing. So, Loma Kosan Nathalian, why do you even write the top one there? Just write the bottom one. No, Shame Timach goes Achas and Tachlan of one letter which is erased from the bottom one. I'm not sure exactly what it means. In Yilam and Elim, we learned that from the top one, what it's actually going to mean. So, that's the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Amar Kesef. What's this? It says Kesef. In Pachos Mi Dinar Kesef. Then you can get no less than a silver dinar. Kesef Dinarin, if it says in plural, Vidinarin Kesef. In Pachos Mi Shnei Dinar in Kesef. Kesef bidinar, though, as opposed to Kesef Dinar, but Kesef bidinarin, that silver in Dinar, ain pachos mi b'shnei dinarim dahav Kesef, he gets no less than 2 gold dinar, which is worth of silver. And that the Gemara is going to explain why it would be that that's the case. This is Rashbam. Why would we think that it means of gold? Anyway, Omer Mar, Kesef ein pachos midinar Kesef, ein menaska. When it says Kesef no less than a silver dinar, ein menaska. When it says it's a piece of silver, which is even smaller than a dinar, Omer Rabbi Elazar, the Kesef will be matbea, because this is a matbea, a coin is more than just a piece. So a piece wouldn't be enough. Ve'ema prite, but maybe it means a prutos, which is smaller than dinar. Amar Papa, but Asadil Sagi Prita with Kaspa, we're dealing with a place that the prutas of silver are not used. They don't use that currency. The five ugura in the five ugurot in Israel, it's out of circulation here. Tana Rabba, well, I don't know if that's because out of circulation, but the point is they don't use that. Tana Rabba, nun dahav. Let's just say dahavless and zahav is in gold. And Bachos me dinar zahav. No less than 1 dinar of zahav. Dahav dinarim, dinar and dahav. And Bachos me shnei dinarim dahav. Same as the thing we saw before. Dahav bidinarim, and Bachos me shnei dinarim kesef dahav. Then he doesn't get less than 2 silver dinars worth of gold. And again, over here, the Shema Masa says that we're going to deal exactly what that means in the Gemara. We're going to see that. Amar Mar, Dahav Ein Pachos Midinar Kasef, Ein Menaska. When it says the dinar, you don't get less than a dinar Zav, maybe when we say it's a piece of it. Amar Belazar, the Kasef Matbea, because it says Matbea. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Samach Vav. Veima Priti, what do we say? It means Prite, which is even smaller. Priti Dahav Alav Dinshi. Nah, people don't make Prutos out of gold. This is not such a thing. Maybe silver, but those aren't used. But here, they have gold. They don't even make it. Zahab bidinarim. If it says gold in dinar, and pachos mi bishnei dinarim kesef zahav. Fakta gemar ve'ema dahava pricha betray dinar dahava kamar. Why don't we say that the shtar means it's pieces of gold that's worth 2 gold dinar, right? Because since it says gold over here in the shtar, it doesn't say silver. So let's assume that it's talking about gold. And not only in the type of metal, but also in the type of the amount also. So therefore, it should be understood that gold pieces in the amount of 2 gold dinar. Amrabai yad bala shtar tachtona, the holder of the shtar has the lower hand, because it becomes like a amotzi mei chaver, all of a raya. The guy has the money, you want to get it, you have to go and you have to prove it. So since the type of dinar is not, it's not clear what it is, then he can say only the worth of silver. In fact, the Gemara Masor Shishas takes out this line and we put it instead, I hachi resha nami amr of Ashi, that if it's true that the is ala tachtona, yad bal shal tachtona, then the earlier case should also be like that. That is, in the earlier case, and we brought up that we should understand that silver in dinar should mean piece of silver in the amount of 2 silver dinars. And also in the case of this price, we should say gold dinar or dinars gold to mean 2 silver dinars worth of gold, because we could just understand the two separate statements over there. Amravashi, reisha the cost of dinare, and the reisha where he wrote the word dinre, that's talking about gold. When he uses a lashon dinre, save it because of dinarin. When he uses a lashon of dinarin, that's talking about silver. That's just the way that they used to speak. We're not telling me the shani being dinre lino. How is the difference between the two? The time we learned in a brisa, I think we switch a rule over here. The tanan says mesod shas. We learned in a mishta in krisis. Ha'isha shayu aleh safik chamish lidos. A woman who is in a matzav, where she had 5 miscarriages, and she's not sure if it was considered actually something that she'd have to bring a particular carbon. That is, that was it something that's considered a level if it's a fetus, and therefore she has to bring certain carbonos, or something that's not considered like that, and therefore she doesn't have to bring the carbonos. Safik chamesh zivos, or let's say you have a case of a woman is in a safik of 5 situation, if she is a ziv or not, that she had 5 times that she was bleeding, and each for 3 days, beritzifus, but because she didn't know the numbers of the days of the Nida cycle, she lost track of that. She didn't know whether or not they happened during the 7 days of Nida or the 11 days of Ziva. And therefore, again, with the carbonus of Sopik, then Mavia carbon echel, she brings 1 carbon. This is a pair of birds that she brings. Rashbam says that Mavia carbon echel litar mitumasa tor la'ola v'tor l'chatas. 1 dove for a ola, 1 for a chatas. Ve'enu nechel d'chatas ha'of ba'al safek ve'enu nechel. Because you don't eat it though. K'nafka lan mimasista d'Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina v'Mesachas Nazir. Since we don't know exactly, so safek, you don't eat that. V'chas b'zvachim, and afterwards she can have from zvachim, right? Even though she may have to bring as much as 5 sets of birds. She brings this one over here. It's matar her. Just like somebody comes tummy many times, comes tar through 1 time going into the mikvah. Vein hashar aleha chova. And the other ones, the other 4, are not a chova on her to go and be brought. Hayu aleha chamesh leidos vados. But let's say she had 5 for sure births. Chamesh zivos vados. For sure those. Mivia karmen echad. Vocheles vizvachim. She's got to bring 1 pair of birds. And she eats vizvachim hashar aleha chova. But she still has the other 5 that she has to now bring. She has to write. Even though she still has to bring, she's still taller at this stage. Now, there was a story time that happened in Jerusalem that the price of the pairs of birds went up in Yerushalayim, and it was at Dinrei Zahav, right? It was Dinrei gold dinar. Each pair sold for a gold dinar. This little cash. I remember Shimon Gamliel, Hamaon Hazeh, Im Olin Halayla, says basically, he's making some sort of swear over here. It's type of shavua, says the Rashbam, based on Migdash Nishba. He swore, he said, I'm not going to sleep tonight until the birds are sold only for dinarim. Nicholas Abbas de Din Velimed, and he went into the basin and he taught, Ha'isha shayu aleh chamesh leidos vados, chamesh zivos vados, mevia karbin echad v'alchas bezvachim, v'inishar aleh chova. She has to go and she's to bring a dinar. Maybe a carbon echad v'chalz bezvachim. She can bring a carbon she can eat. The ain a shar lechova, and she does not have to bring the other 4 over there. Now, this obviously goes against what we just saw before. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Samachim Rebeis. V'andu kinim bo bayom birivosayim. And that day, the price of the pairs of birds dropped and went to a quarter dinar. Now, if you don't, what do we see in the meantime, though, is since the price used the word dinarim, it's talking about gold dinarim, dinars and dinarim to refer to silver ones. So therefore, we clearly have this back, that we backed up our idea that a dinarim is talking about gold and dinarim is talking about silver. So when you have these two different lashonos which come up at the same time, then we understand that they either mean gold or silver, depending if it's dinrei, which is gold, or dinarim, which is silver. Zok the next part of the Mishnah. Kosev milmala. Let's say it says on the top on 100 zuz, and on the below part it says 200 zuz, or 200 zuz on the top and on the bottom it says 100 zuz. We go according to what's written on the bottom one. All right, so why do we write the top one at all? That if the bottom one gets a little messed up and smudged, we go according to what the top one says. Tanu Rabbanan zok the heilige gemude. Yilmod hatachton me mina elyon vos achas. Not with two letters. If one letter is messed up, you can use the top to teach us. But not two. Kigon chanan me chanani. The anan me anani. Ma'ashtosh teosios the law. Why two letters not? Dilma Misrami Shame Ben Arba Osios. Maybe you can have a name that has four letters that are going to show up over there. The Havale Palge Deshma. And two missing letters will then cause half of the name, which is too much to say that that's what he left off. Doesn't make sense. I can leave off half the name. Ihachi. Fakhtimar, if that's really true, so then why you say only with two letters? Then even with Osachas Nami should be a problem. Dilma Misrami Shame Ben Shtei Osios. There's going to be a name which is a two-letter name, like Don or something like that. And V'havalei Palge Deshma, and if you're missing one letter, it's going to be missing half of the name. Ella Shtei Osios Hainu Time. What's the reason two letters is a problem? Dilma Misrami Shame Ben Shalosh Osios. Maybe you're going to have a name which is three letters, V'havalei Ruba Deshma. And majority of the name is going to be missing now. It's supposed to just half, but majority of it. Like Hanan, and you missed two letters, and yeah, then you're missing, you only have a third. Amra Papa, Pshita, Lee, makes sense. It's pushing to me that Seifel Milmala Vekefel Milmata Akolich Achar Tachton. The word Seifel means a bucket, a big cup or a bucket. And the word Kefel here is talking about clothing that get folded over. So, right, in the top of the Shtar, it says Reuven Od Shimon a Seifel. In the bottom, it says a Kefel. So, what's it in then? Akolich Achar Tachton, you go according to the Tachton. To the bottom statement. So we would say in such an instance that Sefer Mamala Bekefa, that yeah, you wrote Sefer, no, it really means the Kefa, it means the garment. Bayra Papa, Kefel Mamala Vesefel Milmata, my, what would be if you had the opposite? That Kefel is on the top, that's the folded over garment, and Sefer the bucket's on the bottom. Michashin Lizvov Olo. Are we worried about the fact that there is a fly over there or not? Explains the Rashbam, Michashin lezvuv shechise ragla shel kuf, that it messed up the regel of the letter kuf, and now it looks like the word samach, right? Because kefel and sefel are the same except for the kuf. But as the samach behind nami yilmod me'elion, and that too should learn from it or not? For the Gemara, Teku, good question, we don't have an answer. Says the Rashbam, at that stage, since that's the case, V'amotzi b'chever olva raya, dekev n'mestabik dina l'beidina, heich yotzir miyad machzik. Now, you're basically stuck with the idea of V'amotzi b'chever olva raya, and you have to take the lesser of the value of the two items. Ha-ho, story time. Ahud ha-vakos of bay, shismi of azuza. There was somebody who wrote 600 and a zuz. Right, didn't specify 600 of what type of coin. So 600 of something and a zuz. Shalchol Rav Shravi Kavida Abaye Shis Ma Istira Vazuza. Do we assume that it means 600 istiras, which are slayim, which ends up being more because one is four, which is an istir is a seller, which is four zuz. Odelma Shis Ma Prite Vazuza. It comes out to 600 prutos and a zuz. Amar Abaye Dal Prite. Take out, delete this possibility of being the prite, the low cost of shtar, because people don't write those things in shtars with big amounts. Das suche maskan lehu. Beep, turn the page. Kuf samach zayin. People count them up. Umashvile zuze, and they convert them into zuzim. There's 192 prutos in a zuz. And people generally convert into Zuzim anything, any sum of prutos equal or greater than that. And that amount. So we say 600 prutos, it would say 3 zuz and 24 prutos. It wouldn't say that number. My amart, so what do you want to say? That shismia istri vezuza, that maybe the shtar is talking about 600 istrius and 1 zuz? You think they mean that it's 600 istri, which is slime vezuza? Yad bal shtar tachtona. No, it can't be. Because yad bal shtar is tachtona, so it's not going to be 4 times the amount. So it actually comes out to be like the person is saying 601 zuz. That's what we put it as. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.